out the slums of the motherfucking Northwest. Making their way through the cities in the forest. Y'all now tuned to the Jeff and Greg podcast. This shit like a log from a dog's ass. So drink your box of cheap beer till you so trash. So trash. You laugh and shit your pants, and that's a known fact. Greg might be on some magic mushroom, she got no class. So Jeff the pull his wheel, and obviously he ain't got no gas. Go past the gold hash, cause laughs is in the forecast. More beer, get more smashed than clean talk at the doormat. Grab your popcorn, funny rings, and an egg roll. Tell her spread it late, so I love the Jeff and Greg. The IDA, it'll help you with your day, bro. Hey, yo, Joe's a sponsor, Jeff is wider than that, yeah, yo. But rather, there's some Legos, got some crazy shit to say, though. Custom like their bosses took them off the fucking payroll. Some call it a grind, but we call it the sarcophagus. Comedy kings, drinking beers, and around just talking shit. Jeff and Greg, snatching confidence, such a consciousness. Listen close and get off all these thoughts from this, I promise this.
Yeah. Give me that dab, baby.
Buttholes.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We're back.
What is cracking up in this motherfucker, man?
This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Grey Bush Studios.
Yeah! I'm feeling the energy, bro. Yeah. You stood up, dude. I feel like I should stand up, too.
I'm going to try
it. Is it freeing, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It feels different. Feels good.
Your balls are like swinging, bro. No, oh wow, you're really cinching them off now.
I'm gonna take my pants off.
Oh, dude, that's a good idea, man. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Lay those nuts on this table,
dude. Don't do that. don't disgrace the table, bro. That's brilliant. I mean, God, though, look. How would that feel on your nuts?
Just slide your piece just across that glossy.
It's so glossy
surface.
Too. Yeah, it's just like
yeah.
There's nothing that's going to catch on, you know?
We're just rubbing a table for the podcast. What's up, everybody? Like I said, we're back.
Oh, dude.
This is the Jeff and Greg podcast coming at you live from Grey Bush Studios, episode 262.
262!
Yeah, sing it.
Dude, sing I feel it, like baby. Singing from a mountaintop.
Like a,
you know?
Yeah.
262!
Kind of is a mountaintop we're on.
I know. I feel like we are. Yeah.
We're.
What? Yeah. Yep.
No getting it.
Yeah.
Dropping out there.
Wigger, wigger.
Yeah. Wow. Wigger, wigger.
What?
Is that what you said?
No. What?
No. Wigger, wigger, wigger.
Okay.
Why are you bullying me?
Why are you bullying me?
Anyway, man. Yeah.
Dude,
we're back.
Man, I've been fiending for this shit.
Fiending for
it. Yeah, man. I couldn't wait to get this
chomping
shit
at the bit.
Unload this
if
shit today.
You will?
If you will. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually, you know what? At the top of the show, we should tell everybody how we're considering a rebrand. We're going to do things a little bit different.
Oh.
Possibly in the coming weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Rebrand. We're going to add two people to the show.
Uh-huh.
And then we're actually going to move the studio up into my attic.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. We're changing the name.
Yeah. To what?
We're throwing around a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The easily generic podcast.
Something, you know, there's a lot of ideas we can play with.
The super generic podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll come up with something.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Thinking about, we're going to add two people to this show.
Right.
One that's like freakishly tall and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And then one that's like really fucking average.
You just forget about him. We already have that. We already have that guy. This fucking average guy. That's me. I'm the average guy that just... We got to add somebody else that's average.
Like I said, these are all... It's all just in the infant stages.
Right. Right.
You know, but...
That's so true.
Yeah.
Man, we got a lot to work on. There's a lot to think out here. Actually, there's not. There's not a lot to think out.
No.
We're just going to watch somebody else's podcast and then get a bunch of ideas.
We're just going to copy it completely.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Let's roll with it.
Every detail. Down to...
Down to the Coke sign.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. Moving on, bro.
Yeah, let's move on.
No hard feelings, though.
None.
None.
It's all fun and games, bro.
Yep.
It's all fun and games.
Oh, shit. Oh!
Anyway.
So what's up, man? What'd you do this week, dude?
So much, bro.
Spring's in the air.
This week.
You know, love's in the air. Spring.
So much, dude.
Yeah.
So much happened this week.
Your dog got her period. So now you're going to, like, start breeding them?
What?
You're gonna
I don't
breed...
think you call it a period.
You're going to breed dogs now?
I don't think you call it a period.
What do you call it, then?
The dog is on the rag.
What else would you call it?
Fucking... She's in heat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dog's on has PMS. She's being a real cunt.
She is, though.
Yeah, she is actually being a big bitch.
She's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, she doesn't want nobody around
her. She wants
her.
No wieners near her.
Nope.
Yeah, man. Your dog got her period, bro.
Yeah.
You guys throw a period
she's
party?
She's a woman. Yeah, she's a woman now.
Is that her first one?
No.
Oh, shit.
She's had several.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Several heats, if you will?
Cycles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is it, like every couple months? Every?
It's about twice a year.
Oh, that's it, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that the only time they can get pregnant?
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
or and it okay. It lasts for 3 weeks.
Oh wow,
it's long. Time. It's yeah.
a long schlog.
A long schlog. It's a real schlog.
It's a real schlog. Yeah, yeah. Dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh shit! We just stole that from last week's show.
Damn it!
Let's try to be more original.
Okay.
Going forward,
it's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
So when does the thing, so she's like mad at them all right now, right? She's like, I'm bleeding.
Yeah, we've noticed it's sort of like the first week
yeah.
is her just being a real bitch.
Yeah. Just bleeding everywhere.
And bleeding
yeah.
profusely everywhere.
I'm surprised you don't have a diaper on her.
We've tried that.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep her in her. She has a kennel.
You just follow her around with fucking wet wipes?
Just it's like every 48 seconds you just give her a little tab, a little swipe.
Get back here.
Gross, dude. So gross. No, man. She's doing a new...
He's stuck up on wet wipes and Lysol.
No, bro. We just let her free bleed, bro.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's how God intended it.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Just let that.
You see her just dragging her ass and puss all over the place.
There's just little swirly fucking driplets everywhere. No, she stays, pretty much stays in her kennel. Mm. Goes outside, stays in her kennel.
Okay.
Yeah. She's not up on the couches and sleeping in the bed and stuff.
Oh, right.
She's
locked. You lock her up then?
Locked down.
Oh.
At night, we lock her up.
Right.
But during the day, she's fine just chilling in her bed on the floor.
Cool.
She doesn't feel good, man.
Yeah. She's got PMS, bro. She's got a period, of course.
Yeah, I wonder if there's dog Midol
there is.
That we could give her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called sugar water.
Some ibuprofen.
Yeah. Yep.
She's got a real chocolate craving.
She does. She's just shitting and bleeding everywhere.
Anyway. Yeah, so that is going on right now.
So then you're going to start a dog breeding ranch?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to just start breeding her and then bring her with her puppies.
Oh, okay.
And then bring the puppies with each other.
What? All right.
Yeah.
This is getting crazy already, yeah. Yeah. You're not going to bring any fresh blood into it?
No. We're going to keep it as tight as possible.
Right. You like that bloodline pure.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Well, there's a new fad in dog breeding is people like to see how fucked up they can make the puppies. So, I mean, have you ever seen a wiener dog with Down syndrome?
You have. No.
Well, we're trying to make one.
Oh. Well, there you go. You have a Gladiator, Dane. Why don't you breed your dog with that?
Yeah, that's a good just idea. Just
get those long, just wiener, make a long, a,
giant wiener dogs.
Yeah, just a fucking great dogs.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It is. You should do that.
Yeah,
I think bet they sell for $1 million each.
I think the male would have to be the wiener dog in this scenario.
It's the other way around.
Really? Well, logistically, I don't see how
you just spoon feed it into her.
Oh, gross. Well, then you're milking it out of him somehow. You do like they do with like bowls.
No, you just hold her up and just use her like a fleshlight on your dog.
See, I was picturing like when they breed like stallions and stuff.
Oh, right. With
they get them to like mount like a fake thing.
Yeah.
With a tube so they can.
Oh, how do you know so much about that? Have you done it? On a youth ranch?
Boy Scouts, bro.
Right.
So it's Cub Scouts.
Right. The only way to get to Eagle Scouts if you fuck this sleeve.
Jack off a stallion.
We're out of stallions. Just all we got here is a
Eric.
Bob. Eric, yeah.
If you can make Eric. Okay. That's too much. Too far. Anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, actually, we're tossing around the idea of having one litter of pups.
You think you could hook me up with a dachshund?
Yeah, man, for a fee. Like, a lot.
What? Why? I'm your friend, man.
Yeah, friends don't give each other dogs. It's a golden rule.
That's not a golden rule.
And besides, I already heard your wife say no.
She hasn't
seen our dogs, though.
She hasn't.
I think.
She hasn't.
If you see one of those,
they're cute.
How
are
you
going to
turn it down?
Dude.
For real.
Winston?
Right? He's a dandy little dapper boy.
He's dandy as shit, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah.
Anyway, friends give friends dogs, dude, all the time.
I've never heard
like
that saying.
That's like a thing, dude. It happens all the time.
I've never heard that saying.
You've never heard that?
No. In fact, we had some friends
in
our old neighborhood.
Yeah.
That had puppies, and we bought one from them.
You
for a
bought
lot
one
of money.
From a lot of money?
Like a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't give it, they didn't get a discount?
No, there was no neighborhood friendly discount. Full throttle.
What about somebody who does like a podcast with you and shit, you know, like who's been doing a podcast with you for like 14 years and like we're fucking like pretty good friends and like, you know, hang out and do stuff.
I don't know anybody like that. That's the problem.
Damn.
I mean, if I did,
right.
If I had a boy like that, like we were thick as thieves and shit, like, yeah, I would give him a puppy, bro.
I know. I know you would. I know you would. Thank God you don't know anybody like that because you'd probably lose a lot of money.
You're just like, let me get all of them. I'm like, all right. I mean, we were going to sell them.
I just resell them.
I fucking drive by and I see you out on the street with a box of puppies.
Just fucking sell them for like
$1,000
cheap.
A piece.
Oh, yeah. No, cheap.
$78.
A pack of smokes and some bubble gum. I like that Big Red.
I'll give you this puppy for a pack of Winston's.
If you don't chew Big Red, you fuck yourself.
A case of Bud Light Zero. A Budweiser Zero.
Trying to get fucked up tonight. How is that Budweiser Zero, bro?
You know what?
Mm-hmm. Does it taste just like water?
It tastes like Budweiser.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Budweiser, full flavor Budweiser, or like Bud Light? Be honest. Or does it taste like this spring water?
No, it has a very beery taste.
Really?
Yeah. I would say it has the real beer flavor, but there's also a
hint of coconut. Coconut water.
It's watered down with coconut water. No, it tastes like a Bud Light, actually.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I just wanted to try it.
Yeah. But you like it, though.
I mean, for what it is.
Yeah.
It's better than I thought it was going to be. How's that?
Which one of those zero alcohol beverages have you liked the most?
The Blue Moon.
Mm. It was the closest.
Yep. Tasted just like Blue Moon, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was like weird.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was good. So I've only had three now. But I'll probably, you know, stop. I might get Blue Moon again.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you miss it? The alcohol, the buzz?
No. No, actually, I was talking to my wife about this the other day. I don't miss not drinking at all.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I do miss is I like a blue moon. I like the taste of it. Oh, yeah. Like,
shit's good.
It has nothing to do with drinking.
Those are good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Margarita.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do love that. Yeah. But I miss more, like, the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love cracking a beer and drinking a beer. But, yeah. Like, I don't care about the buzz or any of that stuff.
Right.
So.
I do like the buzz, though. I do like the buzz. I don't crave it or anything, but
mm-hmm.
especially if you're like in a social setting, like right now, like drinking a couple beers with my boy would be nice.
Like, you know? Podcasting?
Yeah, but it's all right, man.
You know, I take that back.
Right.
You know what? There is something that I do miss, like a lot.
Pussy?
No.
Right. I just thought because you're recently out of the closet that...
I am?
That... Well, not recently, I guess. Sorry. It's been a few.
Why are you bullying me?
It's been a while. What has it been, like 5 or 6 years now? Anyway, go on. Yeah. Were you going to say six?
Seven. 17.
All right, go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail you.
Do you know how hard it is to hide for all these years? Your true self?
My truths? All the truths?
No, you know what I do miss?
Right.
I miss our Dr. Pepper cream soda rum.
Dude. Fuck. Those were good.
Yeah.
And they could get away from you quick.
Yeah.
That was dangerous. Yeah. I heard there's a new Dr. Pepper cream soda out.
Dude, it's creamy coconut.
Yeah.
It is fucking good.
Can't try it, man. I took a vow.
Fucking good.
I took a vow of celibacy. Can't do it.
You can't even. What if it's a zero?
I can't do it, man.
You can't taste it.
I can't do it.
Why?
I made a vow.
Of what? To who?
To myself,
to
man.
To whom?
To the world.
That you won't even taste a zero.
I said I cannot have a soda.
Soda
for a year. I can't have a soda. I made that vow to myself, and I have to stay strong.
But
you know what? I don't really miss soda, though. I don't crave it.
Really?
No. But I do want to try that fucking coconut bullshit.
It's good.
Yeah. I'm not going to, but I do want to try it. It's good.
It's good. It's good. I do like the cream soda one better still.
Oh, really?
But it's really good, yeah.
I thought I would like the strawberry cream soda better.
Not so much.
Not so much, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cream soda one's fucking still killing it, man. You're killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's delish. Anyway.
It's delish.
Delish.
Newlish.
I was pleasantly surprised with this new coconut one.
Right. Well, it's coconut, dude. Can't go wrong with coconut.
Right.
Except for coconut water.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Coconut water is pretty gross.
Mm-hmm.
People like to pretend that it's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big thing where people are like, oh, I fucking love it. No, you don't.
I like coconut milk.
You would. You
would. What's that mean?
You would. You can't milk a coconut.
Try me, Greg.
I've never seen a coconut with nipples, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's because they cut them off. That's what those three holes are.
Oh.
Those are the nipples, bro.
Oh.
So they can't get milked after the retail.
Oh.
It's for a resell thing, dude. You know?
It's a whole process.
Yeah, man. There's a whole process, bro. Damn,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Yep. Two in the top are nipples and the one on the bottom's...
A coconut clit?
Yeah.
So you can really make it cream? That's... Jesus Christ, dude.
You went that far.
I know. I caught myself.
That's how you make it milk, bro.
That
was perfect. Wow. Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you.
Take a bow, my friend. Take a bow.
Whoa.
Whoa, shit.
Where were we? Oh, you know what? You know what, Greg? You know what you missed? We talked about it last week. We talked about it.
Did we?
And it went down.
This week?
Last week.
Oh, shit.
Went to the craft fair.
Oh!
Hit up the craft fair. And I did just what I told you,
slippery,
I was going to do.
You slippery fuck, man. You said, we're heading out. And I was like, that son of a bitch. He kept his word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't.
I told you I was going to let you know.
I didn't make it, man.
Let you know. We went.
You were up and at it early. Can I say that?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You were like, it's 9 o'clock. I'm out at this craft fair already.
Yeah.
Like, you were full swing. And yeah. I was like barely waking up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it was a big one. It was big.
Was the barbecue guy there?
No.
Fuck. Well, I'm glad I didn't go then. I would have been so disappointed.
But it was popping, bro. It was popping.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing this time?
It's not about me.
Yeah.
I don't like anything in
there.
Hey,
man. Don't lie to me, okay? Were there, like, crocheted dildos?
You know what?
What?
There was something I needed. There was something that got me.
What was it?
I talked about it, actually, after the last craft fair I went to with my family.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a local company. I'm going to give them a little nudge for free here. There's a local company, and we talked about it already once. It's called Thor's Chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very similar to our sponsor, Let's Get Roasted Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
This guy makes his own chocolate.
Right.
In here in town.
Okay.
He has
an air roaster.
It's air roasted coffee beans. No, air roasted chocolate beans. No, for real. The story is so similar. He has all of these beans shipped to him from all over the country,
mm-hmm.
Wherever they're famous for having chocolate beans.
Okay.
Or whatever. I don't know the fucking process.
Wow.
But.
Got aggressive.
Sorry.
Okay.
But he had all these different chocolates that he hand makes in his house.
Does he use gloves or just bare hands?
I didn't ask him.
Okay.
But I'm assuming he's very sterilized.
Meticulous and sterile.
Everything is clean.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he gives you this little cup with little broken pieces of his chocolate in it. Yeah.
Stop it.
Very good fucking chocolate, right?
Oh.
It was very good.
Would you say it's like 80% pure?
It's 100% delicious. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what. Right. But there was different varying levels as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can
super
go
dark.
You can go milky.
Okay. Okay.
Even had some white versions.
Really?
But
wow.
I had this, he has this raspberry cream chocolate.
Really?
So good. And I don't even have dude, I'm not a sweets guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a sweets fan.
It's gonna fool me. It's gonna fool me.
I'm not a fan of the sweets. I rarely get a sweet tooth.
Really?
Yeah. But this chocolate was the shit. And then he's like, I do have a secret weapon that I don't pull out very often. And I was like, oh, yeah?
This toilet paper? He just starts wiping his ass.
He's like, look.
Throws it in the chocolate.
This is my secret weapon.
Keep the flies away.
No, he had a pineapple one, and he hooked me up with some,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, damn. And so I bought some chocolate from him. Thor's chocolate though.
Do you have some left?
I don't think it made it through the week.
Damn.
Yeah. But we bought a couple of bars, like this milk chocolate one from like some other country.
And then that, oh damn. He went to like another country and made it?
No, he made it. But the beans are from elsewhere.
Oh, okay.
That's where I was comparing.
He's like, it's so expensive to make, I have to go to Europe and make it over there and then come back.
I have it made in China. In a sweatshop.
Next to dirty shoes. That's how you know it's authentic.
Yeah.
If you taste this one, you can taste the sweat of a little child.
We make all of them. We make them all be butt naked while they're making it, just so we know.
They can't steal the beans.
Smuggling any out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
They're all being held at gunpoint.
Yeah. It's a sad story, though.
It really is. It really is. The chocolate. You go down to the bottom of the chain, it's just a bunch of sweatshop people making chocolate out of beans.
Yeah.
You know? They cram them all in a pit, 15,000 strong. It really is sad, mm-hmm. You know.
Blood chocolate.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Anyway, it's really good. Thor's chocolate.
Thor's chocolate.
Yeah. But yeah.
So was that the highlight of it?
For me, yeah.
What kind of food trucks do they have there? That was the highlight.
Oh, they had a bunch, bro.
Did you guys eat there? Nothing caught your eye, huh?
No.
You guys go to Rusty Taco again?
No, we went to Super Chicks.
Mm-hmm. That place is amazing, by the way.
It is so good.
Is that a national place or is
it just? I think it's a chain. Yeah. I don't think there's a ton of them.
Super Chicks.
It's good. They had all the food trucks.
And the trappings of the food trucks there.
It was just too hard to, we had like a group and it's too hard to be like, you know, everyone wants something different. It's like, let's just go somewhere. So that's what we did.
Oh, and everybody want the same thing when you went somewhere?
Well, it's like, there's like 10 different food trucks. It's like, you got to walk over to that one and fucking, it's like, it would be easier if we just went somewhere.
Oh, you're talking like nobody could decide on a food there.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I think this one would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. I should have went, man.
You should have.
You guys went too early.
So my son got another 3D printed, a giant fucking 3D printed snake.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really cool. It's like this big around.
Wow.
It's like this long. It's a rattlesnake.
That's crazy.
With an actual rattle. It's pretty cool.
It has an actual rattle, like a baby rattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like goo goo gaga.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
It is.
Why would you let him buy that?
I don't know.
That's all good.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Thor's Chocolate. Go check it out.
Thor's Chocolate.
Dude,
yeah.
Man, that guy owes us some money, man. I don't give a fuck what you say. Coming after him, dude.
I don't know. Once he hears the way we were talking about it, he might change his mind. The whole sweatshop thing.
Oh, yeah. You're probably
it might have
right.
been.
You know, a little too much.
It's not like
everybody's taste of. It's not everybody's first choice of an advertisement.
Yeah, well. We don't claim to be very good at ads.
That's true.
At all.
I blame myself.
So, there was an... After the craft fair, I did another little something.
What? What did you do?
Did something I haven't done in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to the movie theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
My youngest has been into, for some reason, I don't know if it's because a new one came out, but he's been into watching all of the King Kong movies that have come out in the last, since like, I think this new grouping of them started coming out in like mm-hmm. 2015 or so.
Okay.
Anyway, he was watching those and there's a new Godzilla King Kong movie that came out. And
it's
he
just
was like,
fun, huh?
He was like begging me to go to it. And I'm like, I was like not into it at all, but. Like, for the experience, I was like, yeah, I'll take you to the movie. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Right.
I sang that to him the whole way there. And I was crying. I was sobbing.
Were you?
Yeah.
Sobbing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was the Will Smith version one. Right. Where he's singing to his...
Okay.
Anyway, so I decided to take him to the movie because he really wanted to see it. And I really... So... few minutes into it, we got like the VIP comfy seats and everything. A few minutes into it, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to struggle with this movie and I'm probably going to doze off.
All right.
And I'd accepted that. And then it started and it's like so fantastical and crazy, but like I completely got into it and I loved it.
Nice.
When it was over, I was like, that was a fucking good movie. Like,
and it was well, so what's good. It called?
It's a Godzilla Kong.
Is it a team up movie? They team up?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Always knew they would.
Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
Wow.
Yeah. It was cool, dude. I loved it. I was like, I've never watched any of them. Any of the Kong movies.
What?
Any of the Godzilla shit.
Wow. Not even the old one with like Black Jack Black was in it?
No.
That one's fucked up. That's a fucked up one.
Yeah.
Well, there's a scene in that where they fall into this like ravine, like a bunch of them. Like they're getting chased and they end up like sliding into this ravine. And bugs start eating them.
Oh.
It's fucking wild.
Okay.
It's good though. That's an older one, I think, though. It's not part of the newer comics.
I don't think so. Yeah. Something I kind of thought was funny. It's pretty, like I said, it's fantastical. They're like, there's like a they go into a portal that goes into the middle of the earth where there's like a whole new world under there. Somehow.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Anyway, what I thought was funny was Godzilla lives up here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's modern day, and he, like, sleeps inside the Colosseum.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's, like, where he sleeps at.
Yeah.
But it's funny because anytime he gets woken up and he's walking around, he's just, like, crashing through buildings and, like, tearing up cities and, like, murdering millions of people just by walking through.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're all on the news like, oh, Godzilla woke up and he's, and I'm like, how come they're not talking about how many millions of people he's killing by just walking around and just fucking knocking over every building in the whole city? It's like
he's killing everyone.
Yeah. Right. It's like fucking thrashing every building and just like knocking over bridges just by walking. I'm like, okay, that's kind
of... Well, how they can't stop him.
I know, but it's like...
That's the whole point of Godzilla because they just fought him and they just gave up.
They just let him live wherever he wants to go.
It's like, whatever. I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like, what, are we going to nuke him every time he gets up and just kill even more people?
And then there's like these epic battles where it's like he just... I can't remember what city they're in. Oh, they're in Rio de Janeiro. And they're just like totally mashed the whole city into nothing. Just millions of people just dead. But they don't even mention that.
They evacuated them, bro.
Yeah. That's
it was a mass evacuation, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Quick.
Quick like, yeah.
Yeah. But it was a good movie. I liked it.
Dude, I want to see
I
it
enjoyed
now.
It.
Yeah.
And it was worth going to the theater for.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the theater in a minute now, man. I think the last movie I went and saw in the theater was Maverick.
Yeah. I think we might go tomorrow.
To what?
There's a new one. There's a new... it's not a horror. What do you call that genre that's like... It's like creepy thriller. No, I don't even know what you call it. But there's a new one that came out today.
What's it called?
It's one of those ones. It's like a girl's name. It's like
Abigail.
Abigail.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's a vampire. That's what I get out of it, at least from seeing the previews.
I haven't seen anything.
So
we're going to see it tomorrow.
It looks like she's a vampire.
Ah.
She kills a bunch of people. So it should be good.
Well, I will let you know.
It looked creepy as fuck, though.
Yeah, it does.
And gory, really gory. So
gory.
Don't
and
eat
creepy.
A red steak before you go or after.
Okay. I will try. Duly noted, my friend.
Duly noted.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you got a nice, fun, planned weekend, dude.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. And then, because it was so nice.
Hey, man. First off, don't ever, like, hey, man, with your phone to me again. Don't ever do that.
What's so bad about
it? Don't ever do that to me again, all right? Don't do that.
Don't. What's wrong with that?
Don't do that.
Why?
It's the dumbest, gayest shit I've ever
seen. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You should.
I'll never do it again.
I think overreacted. Let me pump the brakes. I think
you might have.
I'm going to rewind that a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for making the sounds.
Okay. Tell me about your weekend.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, so the weather was super nice, right?
Yeah.
So we decided on Sunday that we're going to go out and like just do a little yard cleanup. I know. Yeah. Dude, I'm with you. It feels too fucking early.
Yeah.
It feels too fucking early.
Yeah.
And I said it a bunch of times when we're out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, why is this happening so much earlier than usual?
Mm-hmm.
Like usual, like we start going out and like doing yard stuff around like Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Like we're like 3 weeks away from like, you know, being like doing the yard stuff.
Yeah.
But we've got it. Dude, we pulled the lawnmower out. And we mowed the backyard on Sunday.
Shut up.
Yeah, we did. We raked, we cleaned up all the dog shit and we ran it around with the lawnmower. We mowed the yard. Used the weed whacker, everything.
No way.
Yeah.
And did it look like you did something?
Yeah. It was like starting to do shit.
What?
Yeah, I didn't like the thought of it or the idea of it, but we got it done.
I agree. I hate all of that.
No, I'm not ready. It feels too soon.
It is too soon.
It feels like a just
put the lawnmower away. I refuse to do any of it. I'm not going to do any of it.
Yeah, hold out.
Till June.
Hold out. Hold out until June.
Hold out as long as I can.
Yeah.
My yard's going to look like...
Don't mow your lawn until you have another soda.
Wheat fields. Till next summer. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Kids are going to get lost in my yard. I'm like, what happened to Billy?
You're like, I didn't even know we had a kid named Billy. Like, that's how long it's been.
Huh.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did that. We freaking did yard work.
Ugh, fuck that.
Yeah. Wow. But then we got to enjoy, we had a nice.
The fruits of your labor.
We had a nice barbecue on the deck, you know, grilled out. And it was beautiful.
Hung out. Outside. Yeah.
And then we had a shitty week. We had snow yesterday and ice cold wind.
I drove back into Pocatello or from Pocatello and it was snowing. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. Mm. I got a sunburn last weekend and now I have to put my winter coat back on.
Yeah. Fucking nightmare.
Yeah. I was walking around outside a little bit yesterday and it was like the coldest wind ever. It felt like it was January.
Dude, we were talking about this earlier today, me and somebody else, and it's so weird. Okay. It's so weird how, like, you get, like, a week of, like, hey, it's warm weather.
Yeah.
It's warm, nice and warm. Then it gets cold again, but it's not, like, cold like it was in the winter.
Sure, yeah.
It's, like, 40.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, it's fucking cold out here.
We switch quick. Yeah,
it switches we so adapt quick.
Very
it takes,
fast.
Like, fucking so long to get, like, oh, yeah, this is... It's 30 outside. I could fucking wear some shorts and a t-shirt. But it takes like weeks to get that level.
Yeah.
But coming out of it, it's like, oh, fuck, it's cold. It's
like
2 days of warm weather. You're like, oh, shit, it's 40 out.
We were sitting in our fire pit area on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
And my son comes and he sits down and says, oh, it's so hot. Like, it's not hot.
Right.
You can't say it's hot.
Yeah.
Like,
my kids do that too.
You might feel hot because you're running or whatever, but it's not hot outside.
Right.
Like, this isn't hot. Like,
so funny.
Come tell me that in July.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he's gonna be like, fuck, you're right.
Or August.
Yeah. It's like, damn, this is real heat. It's like 75.
Yeah, that shit when you walk outside and you can't take a breath.
Oh, no. That's not like, that's Vegas.
Yeah.
That's the hot shit. When you go outside, you're like, motherfucker, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because your AC's been on all day for the whole summer, and then you go outside, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, Vegas fucking sucks.
How do we live with this?
Yeah, man. Vegas is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's like a weird heat. It's
yeah,
like,
Vegas was the first time I've ever felt that kind of hot.
Yeah. You go outside, you're like.
Yeah, I told the story about we went there on our honeymoon in August. Mm-hmm. We got off the plane, and we're in the airport, and it was fine. And it was like 10:30 at night, and the doors open, and we walked outside, and it was like 98 degrees in the dark. And we're like, how is this possible?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
It's hot as fuck, and it's not even, the sun's not even
out. And it's fucking loud, and it's like busy, yeah. And it's like, Jesus, fuck. Yeah. This is a lot going on right now.
We decided to go take a dip in the swimming pool at the resort we were at.
Right.
And it felt like getting into a hot bathtub. I'm like, fuck this. It's not, it doesn't even feel good to get in the tub.
Right.
Or I mean the pool.
Yeah.
It feels like getting in a bathtub.
God, I remember that. Dude, I remember going there and just getting into it. And you're just like, fucking what?
Most places have heated pools. They're like trying to cool them down.
Yeah, they're dumping ice cubes in there. Like, sorry, folks. We're out of ice.
The pool is overflowing because of all the ice. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's an oppressive heat. Mm-hmm. Like, motherfuck, it's hot over here. Yeah. I don't know why anybody would want to live there.
So this is the first year in my life that this week, that April 15th affected me. Like, it's never been a thing for me before.
Right.
But April 15th is tax day.
IRS fucking raked your ass over the coals, yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Every year so far, we've got some kind of return.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until this year. Yeah.
Really?
So we had to pay.
Ooh.
We had to pay hard.
What? So when you went there, you were like, I'm sorry, I'm not hard enough yet. Let me get there.
Yeah.
You're like, take your time, sir. Sorry, we're the IRS. We know you're professional.
You have to be hard to pay.
Yeah.
Pay us. It was very
difficult. They make you slap it onto like a stamp thing.
Some lady grabs it and rolls it through this ink thing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now you can pay us.
Yeah. So, yeah, that happened this week, too.
They're very professional, though. They wear gloves.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're gentle.
Yeah.
And they try not to stare.
They're like, yeah, that's not the biggest I've seen today.
But it's not the smallest either. So.
No, give us that money.
She's like, I bet your wife says this is just right. Like, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's more like she's like, works for me.
She rolls her eyes. Oh, we've heard that before.
She has her fingers crossed when she's saying it.
Jeez, that's
does she true. Say psych afterward?
Psych!
Psych!
Remember that 90s shit?
Yeah.
Psych!
Psych!
That was a big thing fucking for a minute.
Yeah. I was talking to my wife the other day about how stupid the kids are talking now.
Yeah.
With all this skibbity toilet, Ohio Riz, all this stuff that they're saying.
Right.
You know, all the bullshit slang.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And she's like, oh, they're so stupid. And I was like, oh, we had dumb shit that our parents thought was annoying, too. We just don't remember it.
Right.
But that was one of them for sure.
Psych!
Psych!
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's sayings and shit that we said back then that I'm sure that the older folks were like, God, these fucking dumb kids. They're stupid slang.
They're so dumb. They're so pieces of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Fucking tax day.
I can't believe you got owned up like that.
Yeah.
I would have went in there, guns a-blazing, bro. I'm like, say hello to my little friend.
The problem is, though, you know, there's not just like one main place. You know, it's the whole government.
That's true.
So, you know, I could go in. And it's not really going to wipe my slate clean.
You got to, like, attack a bunch of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's easier just to fork over the money.
Yeah, you're probably right. Plus, you don't go to jail for murder and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mass murder.
Hey, you know how, do you ever hear about the people that are complaining about how everyone, wherever you go, is asking for tips now? At places that don't really deserve tips.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
Really? Everybody, like, you know, you go to like a soda shop or a coffee place or anywhere with a drive-through now, and they're always like, would you like to leave a tip today? Or go to a restaurant and they turn the thing around and there's like an option to leave a tip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, why would I fucking tip you? You haven't done anything.
Right.
You know. I forgot where I was going with that. That's fine.
You hate it or you don't hate it?
No, I hate it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, today. Yeah, sorry. This is what I was saying. So everybody, like, it's a big thing. Everyone's talking about it.
Right.
How everyone's asking for tips at places that shouldn't be tipping because they're not doing anything other than what they're supposed to do mm-hmm. that they get paid for. Like, if you go to, like,
A coffee shop, or a donut shop.
You order a fucking coffee black, and they hand it to you, and they like, want a tip for that.
Yeah.
Like, no, I paid. Right. Anyway, everyone's doing it now. Tonight, we got pizza from a take-and-bake place, Papa Murphy's.
Okay.
And what I do is I just order it on the app.
Okay.
And then just go pick it up. And they have a rack. They put them on the rack. And you just walk in and pick it up.
And I have a question about the rack system. Nobody checks that shit.
Oh, no.
You could walk in, a complete stranger, and just walk in and take a pizza and leave.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody would say shit to you.
Yeah, there's no real system. Yeah. And there's no way to...
There's no looking. Yeah, nobody's looking.
Nobody...
Yet. Yeah.
And especially if you go on, like, a Friday. Mm-hmm. Like, it's busy as fuck in there.
Yeah.
And nobody would notice. Yeah. The only way is if someone was walking in behind you and saw you grab their shit.
Right.
But other than that, yeah.
But what are the odds of that happening?
Yeah. There's no system. Yeah. You could just go steal. That's true.
Yeah.
I have thought of that. But it's really easy to do it that way. So tonight I was looking at the app. We ordered our shit. And then you go to check out, and the thing fucking pops up and asking what percentage of tip you want to leave. I was like, what? For who? For what? Who needs a tip? Like, they're not even doing anything.
That's so true.
Like, we're cutting out steps, and they want more money.
Everything is like that now. You're right. Like, everything you buy or purchase now has the option of tipping. I don't even know when it changed. To be honest, I feel like it's been like that for a while now.
Yeah.
But it's so ridiculous. You think about it now.
Like the app.
There's no base price anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever the price is, just add whatever the tip you're going to do because everybody's asking for tips now.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They're even cutting out steps. Like, I don't have to go in and talk to a guy at a register and then wait for him to make it and do that whole process now. I just push some buttons on my phone and then I walk in and grab it. Like, we cut out talking to that whole guy and, like, doing that whole transaction. The computer did it.
Yeah.
And they're like, how much tip do you want to leave?
When did they ask you that? When you were paying up there?
No, on the app.
While
I was at home trying to check out.
Was there a zero option?
Yeah.
Did you pick zero?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I feel like... I go to a lot of like places now that are like that, like almost every place actually.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it,
they'll turn the tablet around and you can
show you. Yeah.
Like, the worst is that when you go through those drive-thrus and they don't like physically give you the thing, they're like, "Would you like to leave a tip today?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch.
I just said no.
No, there's not. No, they're not like. They're asking you.
Yeah, and just say no.
Yeah, I do. I just say not today.
Yeah.
Or not this time.
Not this time.
Yeah. Sorry, not this time.
I mean, I got you last time and the time before that.
She's like, you come here every day and you say that every time, so.
Shut the fuck up.
I pissed in your drink.
That'd be so hard to do as a female.
She's sprinkling all over the floor. I think some of my piss got in there.
It's all over her hands. She hands it to you, it's just dripping off.
There's just a vat. They just have a bucket of piss. And they just have a ladle. People's drinks. It's a 5-gallon bucket. They just stand over it and piss into it. And
save it up.
Keep it topped off.
Yeah.
So whenever someone's like, not today, they're like, just a second. They ladle a little piss into your drink.
That's so true. That has to
I hope it's not true.
That's the truest thing I've ever fucking heard.
You're like, my Mountain Dew's a little skunky.
Skunky Mountain Dew. Fuck. Then you get some perverts out there that like the taste.
Yeah.
Oh, this smells kind of fucking... smells skunky. I like it.
That's just how I like it.
I never tip for that.
That's how I like my ginger ale.
Oh, dude.
With raspberry flavor. Oh, fuck. Man, this real Budweiser is...
It's really lighting you up, huh?
Getting me.
That's a classic Budweiser right there. Yeah. It's made with real ingredients.
Yeah.
From North Dakota. A lot of petro in it. A lot of petroleum in it. You know what I mean? That's how you know it's good.
That's how you know it's good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Dude, my wife sent me a TikTok video yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably... one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Oh, shit. What was it?
And I wonder if you heard about this story. So there was a lady who, I don't know if it was how close of a relative or the person this was, but a man passed away. He was dead.
All right.
And this lady wheelchaired his dead body into a bank to try to get a loan, to have the dead guy open a loan somehow. Like, she thought that she could trick them into thinking like he wanted a loan. And
right.
She wheelchaired his dead ass body into this bank and was like putting a pen in his hand and stuff. And like trying to make it look like she was trying to fucking pull a loan on this guy's shit. Like after he was dead.
Fucking wild.
It's a legit video. Like, the guy's face is blurred out.
Mm-hmm.
They must feel like that's too much to see a dead guy's face. But they're like, yo, he's dead. Like, it was fucking crazy.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Are people that dumb? Do people think other people are that dumb? Like, oh, I could totally pull this off. I could totally pull this off.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it's just weird to think that this lady really thought
she could get away with it.
Yeah.
That's so fucking wild to me. Like, how the fuck do you think that? How the fuck do you think you could get away with it? I don't understand, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to see. I can't remember where she sent it to me at. But it's definitely worth... watching. Anyway, it's like worse than Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's. One or two. That's funny.
I can't believe there was a sequel to that.
How do you even do a sequel to that? Like, we dug him up. It's Weekend at Bernie's part two.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember what... How the sequel went down.
He was alive the whole time. Number one. No, he's not dead after all. Man, I just don't. Obviously, they realized like right away, I'm sure. How long did they let her like keep playing the part? Like,
yeah, it was so wild. I'm trying to find...
They arrest her for fraud? Or like what? Where did she find a dead body?
I think it was a relative.
And she just like happened to like walk there and be like, oh, he's dead?
I found it.
Okay.
Woman brings dead man in wheelchair to bank to try to get him to sign a loan.
Wow.
So she keeps grabbing his hand and putting a pen in it.
He's dead as fuck, dude.
Não vi.
Kept falling back. Oh, she's probably fucking drunk as fuck, too. She looks fucking high as shit, bro. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, there's subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, he's not alive. The 60-year-old man had been dead for hours, according to the police.
That's wild, dude.
Fuck.
Dude, that's fucking crazy, man.
Isn't that nuts?
He willed her into a fucking... Welded him into a fucking bank after he's dead and was like, hey, you know, go ahead and sign this. Like, you know, stop giving me headaches. Like, dude, that's not how that works, dude.
So this was in Brazil. A Brazilian woman took her dead uncle into the bank to sign a loan in her name. They arrived there by taxi.
Mm-hmm.
The video even shown the driver helping move the corpse out of his car into the wheelchair. She was arrested Tuesday after taking the body of her 68-year-old uncle into the bank and then moving his head to sign a key document to get her a $3,400 loan.
Did she get it? She got the loan?
I don't think so. Newly emerged video shows her who reportedly told the cops that she didn't know her uncle was dead. Arriving at the bank by taxi with her motionless uncle in the front passenger seat next to the Uber driver.
Fucking wild, bro. What?
The footage shows her placing him in a wheelchair and reaching inside to grab her uncle. The driver then helps her pull him out and into the wheelchair where the uncle slumps with his head tilted. At one point, a man walks by and does a double take. He turns around and appears to speak to her and then keeps walking. Yeah. Went on an elevator. The whole trip is documented by cameras in the bank.
Wow.
In the elevator, down a long hallway. Yeah.
How she creepy is that?
She insisted she didn't know that her relative was dead.
How would you not know? She's dumb. Wow. People are just ballsy as fuck.
Yeah.
And why would you only go for $3,000 at that? If you're like, shit, just go for it all, man. Fuck. Like, I'm already in here risking it all, dude.
He really wants to get a loan, but only for $3,400. There's a used Nissan Maxima that he's trying to get. It's a 97.
He wants to do some destruction derby.
Oh, yeah. He's going to make it a demo derby car.
He's really passionate about it. You can't tell right now, but he's a man of few words, but yeah. He has a passion that burns deep inside of his
loins. Just real tired. He was up last all night
tinkering. We were fucking all night. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You should see his wood right now. It's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Rig set in. He's got that rig in his dick.
Got that rigger dick.
What? What did you say?
That rigger dick.
You can't say that,
man. You can't say rigger dick? No, dude. Oh, I see what you're saying. I said rigger.
Oh, that's what you said. Okay.
Craig, that's messed up, dude.
Dude, that's you.
I wouldn't go there.
Oh, man. That rigger mortis dick, dude. Jesus. Wow, yeah. Uncle Bobby. Didn't know.
Uncle Pablo?
Oh, yeah, for Uncle Brazil. I forgot. Yeah. He was Brazil with
that $3,400. I wonder how that money, like, even translates to, like, American dollars.
Oh,
it's probably not shit.
It's Brazil, right? So.
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
I don't know the exchange rate.
Who cares?
Yeah. I'm not Googling it.
Oh, I thought you were. I was like, no, dude.
No, I was just going back to the notes.
Oh, man, that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
That's wild as fuck.
It is.
People be out there just doing crazy shit, too, for money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try this. Fuck it.
You know, there had to have been a moment. There was some time where they're at home, and she's like, fuck, he died. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I probably should call, you know, funeral home or somebody to come take this. But let me try something real quick.
Let me try something real quick.
And she was thinking about it for the last few weeks.
The demons won, bro. Yeah.
She was like, oh, I need to get him into the bank and try to weasel a loan out of his old ass while he's still kicking. And then he passed away. She's like, damn it. She's like, maybe it's not too late.
Right.
You know, maybe it's not too late. Maybe I can figure something out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I could fake this just enough.
He's dead as shit.
Fuck.
He's like leaking out. He's like,
oh, dude. Yeah.
All
the gas starts fucking pouring out of him.
Farting and pissing himself.
There's nothing funny about disrespecting the dead.
But he's a Brazilian guy.
Okay, so it's okay. Wow.
I thought they were tougher than that.
Jeez, I just can't even imagine trying to do something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Like if you died and I was like, I think you can still tweet this podcast. Just set you down here in the chair.
You just move me around so this chair squeaks. Like, yeah, see?
Dude. Wow.
It's pretty crazy, wild. Dude.
It is pretty crazy.
Pretty
dude.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy.
When you think, you know, you can't hear anything crazier. There's always something.
Yeah, man. People surprise you every day. I never thought anybody would try that.
Yeah. Try to actually Weekend at Bernie's something.
Weekend at Bernie's.
But like pulling off getting a loan.
That's wild. You know? What there's if people were that like, steal, yeah, okay.
There's people that steal like Social Security checks and like, you know, they don't announce a death for a while because they're collecting money or whatever, but that's different.
That's a lot easier.
Yeah.
That's a lot easier. Can you imagine trying to get a loan with a dead body in a wheelchair? Like, fuck. But that cab guy was like, this guy's really cold. He's not even helping me move. He's like really dead weight.
Like dude. He really needed to go to the bank right now? Because he seems fucking out of it.
Yeah. It's fucking wild, man.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Anyway, bro.
Now on the Jeff and Craig podcast, it's time for the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week.
And as always, the Urban Dictionary Phrase of the Week is brought to you. But let's get roasted coffee.
Ooh, the best coffee this side of the Mississippi. And possibly the world.
Yeah. Both sides of the Mississippi.
Oh, shit. Because they ship everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. Air roasted to perfection. Get multiple different beans.
Yeah.
Different levels of roasted for you.
Mm-hmm.
Different flavors, if you will. How many flavors do you say they have now? I would say less than Baskin Robbins, but more than something else.
Yeah, I don't know. There's several. There's several choices.
Mm-hmm.
The beans come from all over the world.
Right.
And they are air roasted fresh.
Not drone roasted. Yeah. Air roasted.
Yep.
Which is crazy because that's not a lot of coffee places are doing that.
No.
And it's local. So you get a fresh delivery the day after it gets brewed. And, oh my gosh, man.
Freshness guaranteed.
So good.
Check them out at lgrcoffee.com.
Mm-hmm.
Place your order. It's really simple. There's a few steps. You pick which blend you want. Mm-hmm. You pick dark, medium, light roast, however you like your coffee. They can pre-grind it for you, or you can get whole bean, or you can get it in the cups.
Yep.
And then you just decide how often you want it to come to your door. If you're local, it'll get hand-delivered, but they'll ship anywhere also.
Exactly.
Use the promo code Jeff and Greg at checkout for 10% off your whole order.
Yep, that includes merch too. So hoodies, mugs. Everything. We have some really cool mugs, really cool hoodies.
Yeah.
So check them out, man.
LGR Coffee.
Hell yeah.
Get on it. All right, Greg. So it's time for Urban Dictionaries. You sent me some good ones.
Yes,
why don't
I
you
did.
Tell everybody how to get prepped and ready?
All right. All right, I will.
I look, do my thing over here.
You get
here.
Them all readied up, and I'll tell them. Okay. I'll tell them what's up. You know, kick up your feet. Get your favorite non-alcoholic beer in your hand. You know?
Done.
Most likely a Budweiser Zero, right? Because Budweiser is already close to zero anyway, so it's not very hard for them to push it just a little bit further, yeah. You know? Really take the fun out of drinking. You know? Budweiser, we know how to really fuck this whole thing up.
Do you like drinking gross beer but hate the effects of alcohol?
Budweiser, zero. We got you.
All the gross flavors of Budweiser with none of the fun.
With none of the fun. Anyway, man, my friend here is going to paint you a picture like Bob fucking Ross, dude. It's yeah. time. For the Urban Dictionary phrase of the week. You yes, know, somebody sir. Told me Bob Ross was dead. I thought he was alive this whole time. He's yeah. been weakening at Bernie's me the whole time. I didn't even realize it.
They've just been like marionette painting with him.
Just, this whole time.
Strings tied to him.
Just fucking flesh is falling off.
Oh, man, Bob Ross died in 1995.
Really? I was 15 when he died.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, yeah, it's been a minute.
What did he die of?
I don't know, but it's been almost 30 years.
They had a documentary, right? About it?
I think there is one coming. Lymphoma. Cancer.
Fuck.
Yep.
That's fucked up, dude.
The dirty sea always takes them out.
What a bitch. Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Urban Dictionary phrases. We're down south.
Okay.
Mississippi, to be exact.
Right.
Mississippi, I feel like, is a good...
Oh, yeah.
It's always a good one.
I feel like there's...
For the Urban Dictionary.
There's plenty.
You'll never run out of Mississippi-themed Urban Dictionary phrases.
There's plenty.
Never. All right, the first one is called the Mississippi Bird Bath.
Real simple and sweet, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it going to give me a warm,
yeah, it's
fuzzy
gonna
feeling?
Like a, it's almost like one of those Hallmark movie pictures oh. for Christmas.
Okay, let's see.
Movie pictures.
The Mississippi Mud Bath, or Bird Bath.
Yeah. All right.
Filling a Southern girl's mouth with Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Making her get on her knees with her mouth open while you dip your balls in it. Well, now, why not just use a shallow glass?
Because a horse mouth's way better. You know it's clean.
You gotta use a girl's mouth.
Not just any girl, whores.
It doesn't say that.
I thought it said whore.
Filling a Southern girl's
oh,
mouth.
Oh, a Southern girl.
You're all same thing.
I was going to say that, too. You know me too well.
All right.
Fuck, dude. That sounds just like a good time.
Just a dip and go. It's like a fun dip. Yeah. Okay. The Mississippi Steamboat.
Okay.
And the Mississippi Q-tip.
Oh, shit. Right, right.
Where should I go first?
I'll do the Q-tip first.
All right. The Mississippi Q-tip is intercourse with a nasty Southern fat woman's belly button. Let me read all those descriptive words one more time. Intercourse with a nasty Southern fat woman's belly button.
Oh, yeah. So you know it's clean.
And the male's penis gets belly button lint on the head as he pulls out to ejaculate on her huge stomach.
Wow.
Well, a regular Q-tip's not going to cut it.
No, yeah. You got to have a... You got to get our own Q-tip, baby. Yeah,
a nice long piece. Because let's be honest. You got to be... If you're going to go...
On a belly button? Yeah. You got to be pieced up?
You got to be pieced up.
That's probably right. On
a big... It says a big, fat, nasty Southern woman.
I immediately think of the Thousand Pound Sisters.
Oh, yeah. That, they're talking about Tammy.
Yeah. Oh, dude. She's hot, though.
Yeah. You know, she's lost almost all of her weight.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the other one?
Almost all of it.
What about the other one?
Oh, she's still pretty gross.
Oh. She won't lose it, huh?
Well, the other one wasn't as big as Tammy.
I thought
Tammy
was
the fucking huge one.
Yeah.
The other one was fat.
Right.
Compared to most people.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to her sister, she wasn't.
And Tammy is the one who lost all the weight?
Yeah. The super fucking gross fat one. She lost it all.
Really?
Yeah.
How does she look? She still look gross?
Yeah, she looks disgusting, but she looks... She's like a quarter of what she was.
Wow.
Yeah, she literally lost it all.
Good. Like,
yeah. Like all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like not heavy at all?
Well, I mean, she was like 700 pounds.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought, damn. So what is she now, like 2? I don't care. I don't care enough. I don't care enough.
I just want to find.
Does she have all that loose skin on her now?
Yeah.
Does she work out too? She working out? She trying to get to that point where she can get it all cut off? Skin graft?
Yeah.
She could donate skin. Save somebody's life.
Okay, that's what she looked like.
Wow, dude.
She was famous because her forehead was fat.
Wow.
Like she had a fat roll on her fucking forehead.
Jeez, dude.
And don't get me wrong, when I say she's lost it,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm not saying she looks good.
Right.
But, like comparing where she is now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, dude. Good for her.
Yeah.
Keep going. You got to be proud of that, dude. If I was her, I'd be so happy. Yeah. Good for her, man.
Yeah, man. She did it.
She's doing it. She's doing the damn thing, dude.
Yeah.
Doing the damn thing, man.
Anyway, we have one
more. She has them all tied up, all her skin tied up, and like...
It's all pulled back with one of those hair clips.
Fuck, dude. That's a lot of skin, man.
Yeah. I bet you there's like over 100 pounds of skin there to dig off.
Dude, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Okay, back to the Urban Dictionary. We've got the Mississippi Steamboat left.
All right. Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, I love a good steamboat. I
always wanted to be on a steamboat.
Yeah, me too.
And on the Mississippi would be like historical and like fun and like gambling, do some gambling on a riverboat.
Gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's still a thing. You can do that. They have like cruises that go out in the ocean, but mm-hmm. there's still the old... steamboats that pump around on the old Mississippi.
Nice.
In the old Ohio. Mississippi steamboat is when you are making sweet, tender love to a woman.
Starting off good.
Yeah.
Right.
And you take a giant rip from your vape and blow it down her anus.
What?
Yeah, it really turned quick, didn't it? Next, you jam your penis in, and with every thrust, smoke will bellow from around your penis. So I get it. The steamboat. The riverboat.
Yeah, dude. We're guys. We like riverboat gambling trips and shitting with a door open.
Yeah.
We like beef jerky. Oh, like we like making our own beef jerky. We've literally done none of those things, Dale.
Yep.
Fucking funny.
Anyway, my guy, you know what? We should, I would be amiss if we didn't mention Garcia's Street Tacos.
Oh, of course. Of course. So good. Best tacos this side of the Mississippi for sure.
Yeah.
Very delicious. Mm-hmm. Go see Letty at Garcia Street Tacos. Get a birria taco. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself a birria taco. Get yourself a birria anything. Because she birria anything for you.
Yeah. You and just go in and say
birria.
Birria? Yeah. And she's like, got you.
Yeah. She got you.
Yeah.
Just put the money on the table. She'll give you a birria. You just
take whatever she gives you.
Yeah. And it's going to be magical.
Yeah.
Yeah. It also doubles as a nightclub on the weekends.
Yeah.
What's it called? Polona's Nightclub?
Yeah.
Boom. Go. Boom. Check it out. It's Have bussing. A good time. It's live music.
Yeah.
Bussin'.
Can't get over how amazing the food is, though.
You can't.
And you can't, if you're really local to Idaho Falls, and if you don't know about Garcia Street Tacos, you're missing out.
You really are.
Go check it out, and let them know that Jeff and Greg sent you.
Boom.
Yeah. It won't get you any brownie points, but...
It'll be cool.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Go say hi.
Yeah. Show some love.
Show some love.
Anyway, man, we did it again.
Man.
We pulled it off.
Fun time tonight with you. Just hanging out.
Episode 262.
Boom, boom.
Once again.
Gang, gang.
Yeah. Gang, bang.
Oh, dude.
All right.
Not often I get to hang out with my rizzed out boy right here. Rizzed out bear.
I don't know how much rizz I have, but...
It's dripping. Just dripping that rizz, bro.
Thanks, dude.
You're welcome, man.
All right, bro. I think we're done here.
Yes, sir.
Let's wrap it up. Episode 262 in the books.
Love it.
So until next week, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Greg.
And we out, bitch.
Real talk, motherfuckers. Fuck you, Blake.
Copy and ass
motherfucker. Bitch.
And fuck the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fuck those bitches.
But mostly Blake.
Yep.